on this week's episode of The Cut.
We let Brad go first because, you know, he's
an orphan. He was,
yeah. Well, you know, he got his presents
from... This is my first Christmas.
These are the first presents
he's
ever done. I was
going to say, he got his presents from, you know, the Salvation Army. Mm. you know, the people standing outside, you know, with the little
bells. Those little trees. That's why I do them every year. Thank you. Whoever buys presents for kids like that, thank you.
Brad's last name is Seroptimus. Hello and welcome to The Cut Music. We are your hosts, Mike and...
The Moosh.
And Brad.
Nailed it.
All right, follow us on all the social media networks at The Cut Music One. That is the number one in all cases. And for everything else, including our merch store and Mental Health is Mental Health, that is all at thecutmusic.com. Also, shout out to Skillshare for sponsoring this episode. Use promo code TCM, that is in The Cut Music, TCM, to save yourself on your first month, or TCM30 to save yourself 30% on an annual subscription. Lastly, give us a follow on Spotify. Give us a rating. It really helps out this show.
Sounds like you need a prescription.
Did you get me one for Christmas? Because that's what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prescription. More cowbell.
So today, we are doing Gift of Music, Gift of Song something. Still kind of a working title. I may change it before we actually post the episode. But essentially, what we decided to do, and we are very sorry, Ricky and Jared... And to a lot of our other listeners that have been so excited to hear Wreck the Halls Part 2, Re-Wreck the Halls. I had a whole plan, guys. I was going to do Re-Wreck this year, and then next year was going to be Riggedy Wreck the Halls.
Oh, dang.
But it's not going to happen. We're not doing it.
No.
Because you juiced it the first year.
That's what it was, dude. Okay. Last year, if you want to go listen to it, Moosh and I did Wreck the Halls, and we had some... bangers on there. We had Run DMC, we had Corey Taylor, we had the Dan Band, we had Lemmy doing his fucking run Rudolph in that German, like, it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was a good episode. And I mean, I found some good bangers to put on. Well, okay, I'm sorry, they're not bangers. I found some good songs that would wreck the shit out of these halls, and you guys didn't pull up.
There wasn't enough, man. We can't outdo what we did last year.
The trough was dry.
The trough is dry.
The trough was dry.
So since we couldn't outdo it, what we did last year, and if we can't outdo it, there's no point in doing it again.
And you know what, though? I think that the audience should, you know, if you have a song, it's a Christmas song, send it to us. And if it's terrible, we'll put it on the show.
Next Christmas?
Next Christmas.
Next Christmas.
We'll make it happen. We'll start. We got 12 months, and this Christmas, you know, we're going to give you our hearts instead of wrecking the halls. So next Christmas, you can return the favor.
Well, we do have a bit of a gift. Okay. So this is, we'll stick with the gift of music for the episode, unless we come up with something else. But what we decided to do today was the three of us chose a song for the other two hosts and a song for the audience. It may be a song like my song for the audience, my present to the audience this year is a song that I've played before, but I just fucking love it. And it's been almost a year since I played it, but each of us chose a song that we like that we think the other person will love. So it's not quite a force fed. There shouldn't be any forcing involved.
Yeah. No, it's more like, hey, I baked Christmas cookies and I got your favorite cookie for you.
Yeah. Like, I know you like, you know, Snickerdoodle and you like peanut butter cup. So like, I did my version of that.
I do love Snickerdoodle.
I know. And Bradley loves peanut butter cup.
Right. Yeah, I do love peanut butter cookies.
See, I pulled that right off the top of my head.
They're so simple.
Yeah.
So who,
it's a win-win.
I think what we should do is, instead of taking turns hosting, which we'll do that, we should take turns of who gets the song delivered to them.
Ah, should we start with
Let's start with the audience.
Yeah.
Start with the audience pick?
Yeah, let's give the audience. You know what? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You know, here is our gift of song to you.
And holidays.
We should probably point out there are only nine songs today. This is the first time we're doing
this. So the audience gets three.
Yes, but we only did nine. We only did nine songs today. So if you're looking and there's no like song number 10, this is the first time we're doing that. It was planned. It was intentional. Moosh, do you want to give your gift to the audience first?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Santa Moosh. So,
Phantom Moosh?
Santa Moosh.
Oh, Santa. I heard Phantom.
Phantom
I
was like, Santa Moosh.
Phantom? Okay. Santa Moosh. Aw. Yeah, that has a ring to it. So a couple weeks ago, I think, where'd my Spotify go? Here it is. A couple weeks ago, we had, we were talking about, what's that cartoon?
Hong Kong Fooey.
We're talking about like songs that remind you of that kind of surfing, goofy rock music. And I mentioned the Electric Six. And it would be a crime for me to tease the audience during the show and not deliver. So I wanted to make sure that I sate that appetite for some Hong Kong Fooey. And I wanted to play a song by the Electric Six. And this is Danger, High Voltage. Oh, yeah.
That was funky. Kicks ass.
Dude, 2002 was a wild time.
Okay, so to relate this to the holiday season, like, were they having, like, a bad time with Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sure.
And they had Taco Bell.
Right.
Fire in the Taco Bell. We've all been there.
Yeah.
We know you
I definitely
have.
Recommend watching the music video. The music video is bonkers. It is, all of their music videos are just weird. And insinuating a lot of weird things. And it's just weird. I can't explain it. You have to go onto YouTube and watch this music video.
And there was one of your favorite artists was featured in there as well?
Yeah, so fellow Detroit, the band's from Detroit. So fellow Detroit native Jack White of the White Stripes performed the secondary lead vocals on that track. So the higher vocals, you can kind of guess it when you hear it. You're like, oh, that kind of sounds like Jack White a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, so... It's fun. It's a little fun fact. He's not credited anywhere. Like, I don't think he, I think it's just kind of a thing. Even in the music video, it's like a older lady, like a middle-aged woman singing those, or mouthing those vocals. But it's Jack White's voice.
Did you just call Jack White a middle-aged woman?
Is he not?
I mean, aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
At times. Well, hey, before we move on, we got a few announcements that we got to get out of the way here. So... Mm-hmm.
Fire in the Disco.
Yeah, and another gift that we have is we have been rebranded.
We have.
Everything's been rebranded. Our logo,
indeed.
Website, merch, all that shit. The mental health is mental health stuff is in full swing. All of that has also taken place, so we encourage you guys to go check out thecutmusic.com. But... there's one more announcement.
Nothing wrong with a good branding. You know, some people choose tattoos. Some people go for piercings. We went for a brand.
Cows? Bulls?
Yeah. Guy's named Heath.
What the fuck?
Just calling you out, Heath.
Yeah.
I know you're listening.
But hey, we have one more. We do have another announcement. We got a big one that's coming up not even a month. So Moosh and I got to interview one of my favorite YouTube people of all time. And his name is Chris Liepe.
Yes.
And he's part
what
of
an honor.
My Musical Voice. And it totally was an honor. This was the guy that taught me how to not only sing with personality, but also taught me to do metal screams. And the guy just has his own process for how he breaks things down. And the coolest part about this episode that we have coming out is not only do you get to hear him do that, you get to hear him break down his process over all three, me, Moosh, Chris, and probably, you know, up there on your list, Brad, we do a deep dive into Chris Cornell.
One of the best.
I mean,
legend.
And it's an amazing episode, and it was so much fun getting to listen to somebody break something down, and like I felt a little lost in the episode, to be honest with you, because like the guy is just on a different level of vocals that I am just nowhere near yet.
Moosh. I mean, you talked about your scream. You've had your scream on the show before. Give us a sample of it. What do you got?
Oh, I can't do it right now. I'm not warmed up.
What?
No.
What have you been doing all day?
Not doing that. But no, Moosh, yeah. I was so glad you were on, because you were able to speak with him at his level or close enough thanks. To it. And I was just listening the whole time. So anyway,
it definitely felt like after the episode, I was just on a high. Like it felt great to just like chat with him and the stuff we talked about. And then of course, listening to Cornell, you know, and all of his work that we played, it was so much, and it was such a high. And it was so amazing to have that conversation with Chris Lippe. And yeah, it definitely felt good to like talk shop, I guess is one way to put it, you know, because you're right. I was able to like hold my own, and I know I spent a lot of years in choir and learning vocals and the different ways to sing and how to manipulate your mouth and do different things and different sounds. So when he was describing things, I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was an amazing episode. So that is coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that comes out.
That is coming out January 16th. He's going to be the first guest that we have on the show in 2024. And once again, that is Chris Lippe. You can look him up on YouTube. He runs My Musical Voice. Great guy.
He teaches
great
classes. Interview. He works with other artists that teach classes on vocals. Like
his breakdowns,
he's doing the Lord's work.
His breakdowns are legendary. And I'm telling you guys, like, and he's huge. Like he's out there, as far as like being known in the vocal, coach community. And he's got his own way of doing things, and the way he does it, I just prefer to anybody else that I've, taken lessons
watched.
From. Watched. So moving on.
Want to keep giving the audience.
We're gonna give presence. The audience the next one. And you know, speaking of vocal coaches and somebody that I would love to hear how Chris Lippe would break down this guy's voice, all the way back on our soundtracks episode, which is one of my favorite playlists that we've put together, because I love movies. Therefore, I'm gonna love music that's made for movies.
Yeah, we almost talk about movies as much as we talk about music on this show.
Honestly,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Movies and television, we talk a lot about those.
Well, there's a Netflix movie called The Harder They Fall, and it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it, but while I was listening to it, I just heard this song come on, and it's a little towards the end, like it's gearing up for the big battle, and I just heard this voice, and come to find out, that voice was CeeLo Green, a very unique voice. And this song is called Black Skin Mile. And this is my gift to you, audience, if you haven't heard it. I've listened to the song so many damn times this year. I can't get enough of it. The soul, my God. Here we go. That song is too much, man.
So smooth.
The fucking soul in that song. And not just from CeeLo, but the horns, the mood, the vibe of that
everything
track is just it's so much. But I wasn't able to find anything on it. It was very new when we played it the first time almost a year ago, and I did find an article on it, and this comes from oldtimemusic.com, and it says the main message conveyed through Black Skin Mile is the importance of embracing and celebrating one's black identity, highlighting the struggles faced by individuals with black skin, and urging society to abandon prejudice and stereotypes based on skin color. So apparently Black Skin Mile means, I guess, from my white perspective and what I just read, what I gather is it basically means like stick to your roots and be proud of who you are and embrace your identity.
Yeah.
It makes the song more special that it's about something that important that I'm not even able to relate to. But I don't care if this song was about his love for donuts. Like, I don't care. the sound, the lyrics and the impact obviously elevated even further, but like just sonically, this song is fucking like soul perfection.
Yes.
Oh my God. Fucking CeeLo Green, man.
Yeah, that song absolutely slays. I love everything about that. And I love his voice. And like I mentioned when the song was playing, I was like, man, I want to learn how to get that tone. Like, find that placement. Like, just that high, like how he sings in that high, like, register all the time. I want to do this at karaoke, and I want to do it well. That's my goal for that's my New Year's resolution for 2024 is learn how to sing like CeeLo.
I'm gonna guess his placement, like Chester, is in his nose. It, like when he hits those highs, it sounds very nasally in the best way possible. But goddamn, I love that fucking song, and it fits the movie and the rise up to that battle scene at the end. It fits it so fucking well, to the point to where I remember when I was watching the movie, The Harder They Fall, I was very interested in it. It's a great movie. It's got Jonathan Majors, Idris Elba, and a few others. And I remember watching it and just being totally sucked into it, to the point to where I didn't really recognize that there was music playing. And then when all of a sudden I did, I Shazammed that shit immediately and discovered what it was.
Damn, remember Shazam? I haven't used Shazam in a while. Is it still a thing?
It's on your iPhone. It comes standard on your iPhone. I have mine in my control center.
Huh. I usually just ask Siri to do it for me.
I just happen to know.
Oh, well,
fuck. Yeah. I just check the archives of my mind and go, oh, yeah. I know that song came out yesterday and I haven't heard it before, but this is the name.
I just downloaded
that song into my cortex.
I love how Brad lately, when he's talking, like he mocks himself, and he sort of uses this.
It's meta as hell.
But
it's yeah.
You kind of have this little accent, and you're like, oh, I know this song. It came out yesterday.
I make myself sound more pretentious than I am.
Oh, gee, fellas.
You gotta have fellas. A South Park.
What's his evil name?
Professor Chaos.
That's his accent.
You're right. Yeah, it's fucking.
That's what it is. I knew it was Butters. It wasn't
Butters.
Alter ego is Butters. Meta Brad is alter.
Meta Brad. You probably can't say meta that much because I think Facebook will come after us.
I doubt it. They're not going to come after Buttery Brad over there.
Buttery
Bradley Butters.
Basted like a turkey.
But not in mayonnaise, hopefully. Sick bastards. Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, let's keep it rolling, Brad. I think you got more sexiness coming up, don't you?
I do. Well, I got sexy voices. That's for sure. One of my favorites, I think everyone knows that, and I just love sharing it with our listeners. So this is my little gift to them. It is I Can't Go For That by Daryl Hall and John Oates. I really hope that they can put their differences behind them, get rid of their restraining orders, and make music again.
Oh, what a reunion that would be.
That was pretty recently, unfortunately, but yeah. A 2-for-1 present, really, for the listeners. Do yourself a favor, go to YouTube, and just type in Hall & Oates, Mighty Boosh, and watch Bob Fossil dance to this. It's just a good time.
Fascinating.
What are we trying? I was thinking about this when the song was playing, and we know that Hall & Oates is your
bro job kings.
Is your one way ticket to a bro job for Christmas?
God damn it!
But you know,
it's all I want in my stocking.
we had Danger High Voltage, which was like a funky, I don't know, it sounded 70s, kind of an all over the place song. Then we had all this soul coming in with Black Skin Mile, and then we have the Bro Job Kings coming in. What are we trying
it's
to
groovy
tell?
As hell.
Is it the groove? Is that what
Listen,
we're...
Listen. We're just vibing
audience?
And grooving.
Vibing and grooving. All right. It's the vibe.
It's the vibe. It's a lot of it is, you know...
Vibe to survive.
The holiday spirit is just filling us with...
We just need to move our hips.
Yeah. It's all in the hips.
It's all in the hips.
don't know. I guess I would say the holiday spirit is just filling us with love, I suppose. I don't know.
Well, hey, actually, speaking of vibes, I'm just spreading out our announcements today because we got another one. We got another one.
We're busy.
I know. We have been busy.
We said 2024 was going to be huge.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of things brewing.
Oh, man. And we're gonna release the last one that we're able to talk about right now. Well, I'm sure we'll have more down the road. But the other one that we have coming up, I'm not exactly sure when it's going to drop, but I can tell you guys that if you go onto Spotify and type in the Cut Music Radio, you can find another show that we are workshopping and getting ready to launch, and even probably hear a few early examples of what the show is going to sound like. And it's going to be a one-on-one deal. It's either going to be myself or the Moosh, maybe Brad. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Get in the kitchen and cook.
Get in the kitchen and cook. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a radio show. It's going to be a lot less talking than we do on the show. I know some people enjoy the banter, some people enjoy the music, some people enjoy a little bit of both. So this show is going to be the opposite of this. It's going to be a lot less talking. We're going to give you a few facts. We're going to jump in, jump out. But basically, we are going to build a soundtrack for your week and deliver it each time. And I think the whole deal for that show is going to be it's a vibe, because that's what we want to do. We're going to jump all over the
DJ
place.
DJ for you, baby.
Yeah. Keep DJs human, Spotify.
Yeah.
There you go. Stealing jobs from people who would love to do that.
You said jump in, jump out. And for whatever reason, I was like, yeah, we're going to give you the hokey pokey.
who knows what it's going to be, but
what it's all about.
Hope you guys like Limp Bizkit Radio, because I jump in, I jump out.
Like I said,
tell
guys,
me what you're going to do now.
So next up, we're going to do.
we're looking to launch that in January or February, but you guys can go and follow that show right now. All the socials are going to be the same. We're not splitting any of that. But it is going to be its own standalone thing, and it's going to be more about playing music and giving you guys a little insights and facts about the artist real quick, 45 seconds or so in, out, and then let the music start playing. Because putting playlists together is something we all enjoy doing, and our genres are all over the place. So you guys are going to continue getting introduced to new music while also being reminded of some songs that you used to love and maybe forgot about, which is the whole point of this show, too. So there it is. There's our 2024 announcements as they stand right now. We got Chris Liepe with us doing a Chris Cornell deep dive on January 16th. And we have the Cut Music Radio, which you can go follow right now and maybe hear us hear a few episodes that are going to be pulled eventually. But it will give you an idea what the show is going to be. And we will make sure that we officially announce it once it kicks off. God damn it. Now, there's our gifts for the audience. Our audience gifts are fucking done. You guys have got enough.
You guys can leave.
All right.
Now go sit down and watch me open mine.
Yeah. Well, all right. So it's Brad's turn. And
let me give Brad his present.
Yeah. And then I'll give Brad his present. What's your present?
You know what, Brad? You and I did an episode a while back, Japan, where you and I just shared and talked about a lot of Japanese music and anime. And we really nerded out in the world of the rising sun.
Yes.
I recently discovered a new Japanese band, and it's new music from Japan, and I say new music because their band name is called Atarashi Gakko, which literally means new music. So with that, this is Atarashi Gakko and their song Tokyo Calling. This song just dropped like a week ago. Yeah, dude, what'd you think?
Arigato. That song feels like Fooly Cooly, but it's Kaiju verse like a big ass robot, like Gundam.
Yeah. Dude, that song kicks ass. And like I discovered him off of it wasn't even TikTok, it was Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel had them on like last week, like I said, and I was like, "What? Oh my god, this is amazing!" They had their whole like dance routine. It's four girls.
I've seen them dance, but I didn't know they did music.
Oh, okay, yeah, like they kick ass. Like, they kicked ass on that performance, and I immediately looked them up, and they've been around for a while. Like, they've got a lot of different albums out.
So they're not actually high schoolers?
No.
Okay. That's good.
that's good, though. Yeah. Just to be clear.
Yeah. fuck, Brad. That's gonna makes what I have to say a little worse. Now, look, I would never wish an STD on anybody.
Mm. but
I wish Atarashi would have got the clap for this song. That was the one thing I think that beat was missing.
I was waiting for a breakdown screen.
Just wanted to like going on through the drops. And after, like, that was the one thing it was missing that I was expecting. This is not my style of music. It really is not. But I actually did really enjoy that. But I just, God, I wish.
It was just a clap. Yeah.
Yes. I wish
they had. I listened to, like, I deep dove into their discography. It looks like they have 3 full albums from 2018. 2019 and then 2023, and then this is their latest single, and I listened to all of it, and they've got some weird stuff, man. Like, it's they got weird like music. Sound effects. They got, like, I mean, I know you do, and I'm hoping that you listen to more of these guys, you and the audience, not you, Mike.
No, not gonna happen, don't worry. Even though I enjoyed
just like they add like weird little sound effects in some of their songs that are just out of place.
I hope Mike gets really into it and starts dressing like them.
Oh my god. Well, that's like have you seen Lady Baby? That's another Japanese kind of, it's like baby metal, but it's Lady Baby, and there's like this giant like Swede, and he's got this big beard and long hair, and he dresses just like the you know, the high school dressing girls or whatever. And like, it's a metal, it's baby metal, but with this tall, like 6'2" Swede
who, some like, guy named death metal guard. Screams.
Yeah.
Something,
yeah, he death screams, and something it's amazing. Tells
me Brad has that wardrobe available in his closet.
I might.
I think you would.
You know,
not that I've been in your closet.
I have no shame here.
I have a fashion piece for anything.
Did you know he wears flesh-colored Crocs? Right?
That's 3 too many words that I didn't
My wife hear. Asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I told her them toe shoes.
Dude, who puts a fleshlight on their feet?
Wow, that sounds ridiculous. Like there's a whole category on a certain website for that.
Probably with Squizgar and Lady Baby. Again, not shaming, I don't care, but I remember one time Brad came over and he had like flesh colored, but like a little pink, almost like a newborn baby, how their skin's not quite right. Like that was like... his Crocs had a soft spot still. He's just squishing around in these fucking things, and he walked past me and I go, Brad, what the fuck? Brad used to have fashion, Moosh.
Are you not up with the times? That is fashion.
you met Brad when he had fashion, when cardigans were very important to Brad.
Yeah, well, they still are.
He came now to California and they're all
cardigan.
Yeah, no, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. Yeah, Brad used to love fashion. He moved to California and all that shit went out the fucking window.
It's too hot in California to wear any clothes. It really is.
I can't wear a velvet suit here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what that would do to it?
That's why everyone wears like thongs and board shorts. That's all you can wear.
And flip flops.
And flip. That's why I said thongs.
Oh.
He's not lying. He did wear a velvet fucking suit to an event one time.
I had a buddy in high school who fashioned himself an entire 3-piece suit out of duct tape.
All right, moving on. What I'm saying is I miss.
Awesome. He wore the prom.
I kind of miss classic Brad every once in a while. And Brad,
I'm too chill.
Classic Brad.
I stopped wearing skinny jeans and everything changed.
I know. First but we're going to go back to the days where the skinny jeans may have been a little too tight. All right, because I got a classic for you. And this is a double gift. It's a gift for you. But it's also a gift for all of us, including the audience, because we discussed recently how we have not played Bob Seger
Which is crazy because he's written every song on here.
Yes, the one musical fact that you know is that Bob Seger is responsible for writing everything from Ring of Fire to 8 Days a Week by the Beatles. He wrote the national anthem for like six countries. Bob Seger has done it all. But we're not
sure he wrote Tokyo Calling too.
Possibly. But I'll tell you one song that we know that he wrote. And it's my favorite Bob Seger song. And, you know, this holiday season, Bradley, I am giving you Night Moves off the Night Moves album. Here's Bob Seger. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Bradley. Happy holidays.
Fucking love me some Bob Seger.
Dude, when I was working the night shift, like graveyard shift at a grocery chain, in my early 20s, I had a playlist that I would listen to. And this song, of course, was on that playlist because I was making the night moves, you know, stocking those grocery shelves.
You know what's so crazy, Moosh? That seems like 3 years ago.
Three?
I mean, for me, like when I think back to those days, which was a little after you and I had met. Like,
yeah.
It seems like 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I left that job
for 3 years.
I know.
I left that job in 2018, so 5 years ago. Six years ago now.
Whew.
It's been some time.
I was going back to like 2013, but yeah. I think that's when I got hired. That's when you first started working there, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy is like where I had heard this song growing up, but I hadn't thought about it in a long time. You know where I rediscovered this song around 2013, actually? Grand Theft Auto 5.
Really?
It's on one of the radio stations.
Really?
Yeah.
This is absolutely the perfect song to be cruising at night in that game, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. I would listen to that radio station just to wait until I don't remember which one it was, but just until this song came on. Fucking love Seger, man. So
Seger fucking kicks ass.
Are you happy with your presents, Brad?
I am. Okay. It's beautiful. Yeah, I feel special.
All right. Moosh.
Yeah.
Who do you want to you want to get your presents last or you want to get your presents next?
You know what? I mean, listen, I'm an only child, so I always got my presents immediately because I was the only person that ever had presents. We let Brad go first because, you know,
he's an orphan.
Well, you know, he got his presents.
This is
from
my first Christmas.
Yeah. These are the first presents.
I was gonna say, he got his presents from, you know, the Salvation Army. You know, the people standing outside, you know, getting with the little
trees. That's why I do them every year.
Ringing the bells.
Thank you. Yes. Whoever buys presents for kids like that, thank you.
Brad's last name is Seroptimus. Oh, Brad, I'm telling you, making fun of your orphanry is like the highlight of the show over the last few months.
Well, if you can't laugh, you gotta cry. So I'd prefer to laugh.
I think, you know, I will allow you, Michael, to go next because you have.
Oh, you want me to go next? Okay.
Yeah, you go next. So we'll. I guess is it.
It's my turn to pick a song.
Brad. Turn.
What'd you get me for Christmas this year?
Well, I know you love Slipknot.
Just a little.
And I like some Slipknot. And this might be. I don't want to say my favorite Slipknot song because Subliminal Versus 3 is just full of all the goodies. That's a lot. Recent Slipknot, I fucking love this song. It kicks ass. It's my favorite song to watch on drums. So it just felt perfect for you.
Nice.
Do you want me to introduce it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Unsainted by Slipknot off of We Are Not Your Kind.
Ah, fuck. Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome. The chorus, like the choir at the beginning, and then Weinberg just beating the shit out of the drums, and then you get some clean and some dirty from Taylor. It's a damn near perfect Slipknot song. It's got it all.
Well, one thing that it sort of has the, well, I would say something that that song does better than a lot of Slipknot songs is the chorus has a drop. And in a lot of metal, not new metal, newer metal, like metal core and shit like that, like they do a drop a lot. Like that's a big thing that they do. But like traditional metal bands like Slipknot.
The beatdown.
Yeah, like this one has like, you know, all the music cuts and it's Corey just rah, and then bam, and then it comes in like that. That's not common. So thank you. That was great. And hey, RIP just to the time that Jay Weinberg got to be a band member. It was just,
oh yeah, that was pretty recent.
That was very recent. We're not getting into the drama or anything, but regardless, you know, he was a drummer there for 10 years. Joey had some insane shoes to fill. And regardless of what anybody says, Weinberg filled them for me. And that song,
he killed it.
That song that you chose, Brad, is a perfect example of what Weinberg brought. But whatever direction Slipknot's going in and all that other shit, I'm always going to be here for it. And, you know, he's loved Slipknot since he was a kid. And he got to be a part of...
Got to be a dream come true.
Yeah, that he got to live for 10 years and nobody's ever going to take that away from him. So, you know, shout out to Jay Weinberg and Slipknot. God damn, that was a good track to choose, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I enjoyed everything but the thrash. So, I mean, yeah, Corey Taylor's vocals, I loved every bit of it. Everything that he was screaming and yelling and singing, loved it. The choir, the dynamics, the arc of the song, like all the makeup of the song was fantastic. I just didn't like the ticka 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 like that. That was just like,
fucking
oh,
love it.
God, like
the blast beat.
Yeah, the blast beats and the, like that thrash metal part when they do that thrash part of the song, like they do that what, two or three times.
Yep.
It like when I hear that, it sounds like the last note of the very last bit of the song, like the last 3 seconds. Where it's just like a radio station or a TV turning on, and you have just hear that static with the high pitch. Like, yeah.
But can't win them just, all, but it won 90% of it.
I enjoyed most of it. So, I mean, there's, you got that going for you.
Yeah. Hey, but
it wasn't bad. Slipknot's growing on me. Like a slip.
Like a tumor.
It's tightening around your neck, is what it's saying.
Yeah. Like a slip knot. Funny how that works.
Moose, did we get a gift for Brad during the music?
What are you talking about?
I heard somebody wants to wants to reconcile with Brad. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. So during that Slipknot song, my mother has been texting me, Mama Moosh.
Hey.
And she goes, hey, I just listened to mixtapes. I'm like, wow, you're a bit late, but thank you for listening. she goes, I see you and Mike broke up and Brad is coming to live with me. What the fuck? And I go, oh, yeah. That happened. I forgot to let you know. She goes, too funny. And she goes, and she says, and I quote, one of these days, Brad and Mama Moosh can host the show. It'll be creepy love songs or inappropriate stalker songs.
I got a list.
Yeah.
You know, the first time
he knows them all. He knows them all.
The first time we talked about Brad needing a mother, I did the Hurley-He boys, let him sleep in your bed when I was talking about Mama Moosh. This sounds like it's coming full circle. I don't think this is
you find a way to make it worse every fucking time.
Isn't that my job?
I'm not even the one digging the hole. You dig the hole for me.
You're
and
welcome.
I just happen to be in the hole.
Who wants
just
to dig
to be
a
walking
hole?
By falling into this hole.
I'm the one with the blisters from doing all the digging. You should be thanking me.
Yeah. Throwing the dirt directly into my face.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Moose, what'd you get me this year?
Oh, man. Boy, have I got an album for you. Mike, you and I both, and Brad, we all love the Black Pumas.
Love.
It was one of our biggest finds of 2020, and just going forward, we've just loved this band.
They were Moose, seriously, they are one of the bands responsible for this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. This we discovered the Black Pumas on a musescapade.
Yeah.
And we fell in love. Everything that they do is fantastic. You've got it on vinyl. I've got it on vinyl. Brad, do you have a Black Pumas vinyl?
No, not yet.
You don't got one.
That's why you don't have a mother, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. That's why she left. So they just released another album in October of 2023. And I recently listened to it. And I was hoping, Mike, that you hadn't listened to the album yet.
I haven't. I have not gotten around to it. It's
you
on my list.
Sack of shit.
It's probably a good thing, though, for the show.
Call yourself a fan.
I try. I love Eric Burton.
Anyway, so I wanted to share with you a song. It's not just a love song. It's more than a love song by the Black Pumas.
Moosh.
Oh.
Moosh.
Yeah.
That is the very first time a tambourine has ever gave me goosebumps.
Oh,
it's
no.
I was not expecting it. At all, but the instrumental, dude, the backup singers, but fucking
there's so much. There's the Wurlitzer. There's a Wurlitzer like E piano.
Yeah,
that, like just like tickling the keys over there. Oh man, and then his voice,
Eric Burton, man.
Oh,
Eric Burton is no fucking joke. And what's crazy is like you had like the synth coming into like the middle of that song, going into like the bridge and the outro, and then it turns into this. Like Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Like spoken word thing. It's fucking dude, Eric Burton.
Yeah, that song fucks.
That
song fucks, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Eric Burton is turning into one of my all-time favorite singers.
Yeah, I need to find this on vinyl immediately.
It's out there.
This is a must-have. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I have listened to a little bit of this album. I don't think this chorus sounded familiar. I think I did hear this song in the background, maybe when I was working out or something. I do need to listen to the rest of it. There's just, it's running a podcast is busy. We all know this.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Running a music podcast. Like there's
I listen to a lot of music, man.
Dude, and I'm gonna tell you right now, like there is a reason why we don't do news. Because it's too goddamn
too
much work. Like
go get your
entertainment news somewhere else.
Like, yeah, Jesus. If we stuck to like one genre, we might be able to do that. But dude, we're so eclectic between the three of us of all the genres that we cover. Like I don't think there's a genre that we don't particularly bring on the show.
The Black Pumas. Have never, and we do this almost every week. The Black Pumas have never been played after Slipknot.
No.
It's never in the history of the world has that happened. Neither has Atarashi Gakko from Japan been played just before Bob Seger. After Hall & Oates.
Right. No.
Yeah, it hasn't happened.
This is a unique playlist.
It's always a unique playlist. That's what we press play on, goddammit, every fucking week.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. So, I mean, you know, you got to have like a schizophrenic taste in music to enjoy this show.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. But, dude, that whole song was incredible. Yeah. What's crazy is like,
you probably should have opened my present last and let Brad go first. I mean, oh, wait, no, he did.
No, he did. And like all my, oh, fuck, I'm pumped. Like all that just melted. And it's not, when you get me in the metal mood, It's very
hard to get him out.
It's hard to get me out, but
yeah,
Black Pumas
are here. Fuck, man. Straight out of Austin.
You're right.
Those guys are amazing.
They fuck. Wait, they're from Austin?
Yeah.
Well, wait, no, hold on. Eric Burton's from LA. Maybe he's from Austin, but I know he spent a lot of time in Santa Monica.
Well,
he was,
I mean, most people go to LA regardless, but they're an Austin duo. Like, they're from Austin originally.
That's why I've said before, fucking Gary is from Austin, man. If we can, why has Gary Clark Jr. and the Black Pumas not gone on fucking tour?
That would be a killer concert.
I would take out some 401k to go see that concert.
Dude, I'm telling, and they could, like, I mean, you would just call it, like, current legendary or some shit, like, because these guys are both legends, but they have not been around long enough to be legends. But their quality over quantity of years and body of work is immaculate.
Yeah,
both of them. God damn, good shit, Moosh.
Yes, yes.
All right, let me return the favor. We're gonna slow it down even more, Moosh.
Yay.
Back on our second episode Well, like long time ago. You played, and I don't remember the song, but you played an acoustic song by Colin Hay. It was the one from Scrubs.
Oh yeah. Overkill.
Overkill. So
yeah, that's why. Remember the other episode we did where I got excited because you were talking about Garage Inc.
Yes. Oh,
and I was excited. Right. I was so hyper focused because I thought that they did a cover of Overkill from Men at Work, and it was not that song. It was
Moose is talking about an episode that won't come out for 3 more weeks. But anyway. That's another reason we don't do
news. He's a time traveler.
He's a time traveler.
I don't know when these episodes release. I just know when we record.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I didn't seek out Colin Hay or anything like that. He happened to come on just a, like when Spotify, I get to an end of a playlist and it starts playing things that are like within the genre of whatever I've been listening to. And I came across a song and I hope you haven't heard it. I hope you haven't. But it's by Colin Hay, and it's called I Just Don't Think I'll Ever Get Over You.
Oh, I have heard this. I love the song.
Oh, whatever. It's off of Trans...
Okay. I still appreciate it either way.
Transcendental Highway, Colin Hay. Here we go. Well, I'm sorry that you said you had already heard that song, Moosh. I put a lot of thought into that, and I thought you... Yeah, I hope you still enjoyed it.
I always enjoy listening to the song.
I've never heard it before.
It's like, you know what? When you find a pair of socks that you get for Christmas every year and you just, no matter what, you love those pair of socks, like, I don't mind sharing that same style of socks with you. I gave you this song on our breakups episode. I played this song.
What?
I don't know if you, on breakups that we did earlier this year, if you remember, we...
What are you talking about?
So nice, you bought them twice.
Yeah. So like, you know, every year you get the same gift. So it's like a gift that I gave you for breakups.
No.
So you're regifting the song to me. And like, I get...
What do you mean I'm regifting the song?
Well, because I shared the song to the audience.
Did you even bother to unwrap wrap it again?
We've played this song before? You said you'd heard it before.
I thought you were doing a gag because we're doing Christmas gifts and every year... You know,
he white elephanted you, bitch.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I just thought you were giving me the same gift, you know, like every year I get the same gift. Joke's on me. Thanks for the socks, Mom.
No. I just want to be clear about something. We've played this song on the show before?
Yeah, episode, I don't know what the episode number is, but it was breakup songs.
No.
Yeah.
It's new to me. I wasn't on that episode.
Well,
so in a way.
Speaking of breakups, Brad.
Again?
Moosh. Moosh.
We were on a break.
When you get that tin of stale popcorn from your aunt? You never
open the damn thing. Oh, you
mean
the one filled with sewing needles?
Those are butter cookies.
So you opened what I gave you. You know, you just need to... No, seriously, I do not recall that we've ever played... that track.
Don't, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Colin Hay, so it's always nice to hear the song.
It seriously came on a fucking playlist, and I'm like, oh my god, this is the thing for Moosh, because I was really hoping that like you weren't necessarily a Colin Hay fan. You were like a big fan of that song because you heard it in Scrubs and you listened to it. I was hoping you hadn't done a deep dive.
I love Men at Work. And I love Colin Hay.
Well, I didn't feel too bad when you told me you had heard it before. I had heard Unsainted that Brad played me. It didn't take anything away from it, but I did not realize that we had actually played that fucking song on here before.
That's all right.
Either way.
Either way, you're supposed to do research before we have an episode, and I'm glad we did.
You know, anyone that does a podcast knows that it takes a lot of work. But a music
podcast, backpedal.
Eventually, all the notes just start to blend, and you can't remember anything. And honestly, what's crazy...
It was nearly a year ago, so it's...
Well, what's crazy is this song doesn't jog my memory at all, but if I hear Overkill, like, I know Overkill immediately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, Brad...
Well, you just don't listen to the music I share on the show. That's fine.
It's fine. I don't pay attention to what you play.
Yeah. Well, I got a special gift for you. It may be a song you've heard, but it was a gift that you gave me to make me listen to a band that I kind of refused to listen to because I just hated hearing about them.
Wait, so you're re-gifting now?
He's re-gifting.
No, I'm not really re-gifting. He gave me the gift of enjoying a band that I refused to, and I'm pretty stubborn. Ooh. I won't go and listen to a lot of things. So in a way, he got me to do something I never do, and that's changing my mind.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks.
Wow.
The Moosh has the power. So,
Radiohead.
Yes.
I'd heard Creep, and I was like, that's an okay song. But then I'd hear everybody talk about, like, oh, this album's, like, one of the greatest albums. This album's another greatest of albums.
There he is.
And then there's this album, which happened to be my favorite.
And
pizza,
it was like,
French fry. Pizza, French fry. You're going to have a bad time.
It was just so annoying. I was like, I don't want to listen to it because I don't want to agree.
Oh, yeah, you're a hipster.
So I kind of want to still be one, and that's why I picked from an album that's not considered one of those albums. I picked a song off of A Moon-Shaped Pool, which that album is a vibe. It is relaxing. It is fun. Mm-hmm. This song is pretty fucking cool, and I love listening to it. So I wanted to give it to you for giving it to me.
Aw, bitch.
Hashtag regift.
Yeah.
#regift.
He hasn't played this song on the playlist. So
I have not. I've never played this one on the episodes before.
I don't even think he's played this album.
Karma Police are a bitch.
This is Dex Dark by Radiohead off A Moon-Shaped Pool. This tickles my little ADHD brain in all the right little areas.
I love it.
It's
so
something
much
about it. And I'm going to be honest, I've only made it in Rainbows and this album. Kid A and OK Computer are next on my list, but I haven't been able to get off of those two albums when I'm listening to Radiohead. It's like an automatic, I got to put these on. And then it's just a fucking vibe.
Hail to the Thief, I think, should be on there. So if you like In Rainbows, I think with what I'm gathering, Hail to the Thief is definitely, I mean, even just the first song, 2 + 2 = 5, will blow your mind. That's one of my favorite tracks. Like, I absolutely love Radiohead so much.
I knew you've definitely turned me into a fan, and it was like you gave me a gift and I needed to thank you for it.
Aww. I'm gonna cry.
It's a beautiful gift. You have given me the gift of music.
I mean, I'm interested. I've never heard that album. Like, everything that I love from Radiohead, I love from Radiohead. But Brad, I mean, now you're further along into Radiohead than I am. I mean, I've heard OK Computer and I've heard In Rainbows, but not in depth. It was years ago.
I got it on vinyl and it was a must have for me. Like 15 Step, the first song that kicks off that album.
Yeah. They're in my cart right now.
What I respect about that band is they can be like, dude, did that squirrel just sneeze? Grab that fucking sound. Like, we can.
Oh my God. That's what tickles my brain when I'm listening to these, especially this song. There's so much going on where there was like that, like there's piano, but then there's like piano in the background
that doesn't seem to have a rhyme or reason.
It's incohesively cohesive,
right?
And it, like, when my brain is constantly scattered, and for some reason when a song like that is disorganized but organized and interesting in all aspects throughout the spatial part of that music, like, my brain is picking every part of it up.
Yeah.
And so, that feels good for my crazy ball bouncing on 100%. A bunch of springs brain.
I think the best way to put it is it's not even organized chaos. It's like overcharged chaos. But everything's in its right place.
Balances me.
Yeah.
Everything's but balances,
I
mean,
I think it's the best way, honestly, to put it. Everything is still in its right place. You know, Radiohead pun. But at the same time, it's extremely chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, even if
without being loud, which is crazy.
Right. It's strategic. It's like sneaky. Everything they do is like they intended to have every note exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
Which is the genius of it.
And I've become insufferable. I haven't come out with talking about how much I love Radiohead because I don't like admitting things, but it's
a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it's and I was all like, if Coldplay was even close to this.
Not even, dude.
Exactly. So Coldplay's not happening, but this is now like one of my top favorite bands. I love everything I listen to, except for Creep shouldn't be 1.5 billion listens compared to the rest of their discography.
Yeah.
It's a good song, but it does not fit with the rest of their shit.
Yeah, no, after OK Computer, like they started getting weird. You know, like that's when Kid A came out in 2000 and then Amnesiac. That's why you have Kid Amnesia, the 20-year release. I Might Be Wrong was more, that's just live performances. Let's see, we have Hail to the Thief was 03. That was like where I fell in love with Radiohead. Because, like I said, 2 + 2 = 5 is a magnificent, multi, like polyrhythm and everything. That's such a fun song. And then In Rainbows came out, which was 07, which was like their free album. Hey, we're releasing it. You download the MP3. We don't care. You don't have to buy this album because people were pirating so much at that time anyway. In 07, like it was such a huge thing that they were like, hey, just download the album. It's yours.
Yeah. Can't steal it if we give it to you, fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you going to be a thief now?
I was trying to think not too long ago, you know, that Orb venue in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. The Sphere.
And I kept trying to think of what band I want to go see in it.
Oh, right.
Bro.
And I'm pretty sure it's Radiohead.
Yeah.
That would be the venue.
That would be it, man.
I feel like
you should also check out Tom York's other band that he has recently, The Smile.
The Smile.
Yeah,
I will check it out.
Also fucking weird.
We'll see if it ends up on next year's Christmas list.
There we go.
And that's cool because we can actually repeat this format other than Wreck the Halls. But hey, you know, Moosh and I made our splash last year, so follow along. Go fuck yourself. Merry fucking Xmas or whatever Corey Taylor song was that closed out that episode. Yeah. Anyway, this has been fun. And again, we only did 9 tracks today. That's, you know, these 9 tracks feels right.
It does. It flows better.
You know, it's a fun number.
Should we make a cut to the cut?
Ooh, cutception.
Should we do 9 tracks moving forward, and occasionally we'll throw in an audience pick?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right, we're doing 9.
Picking.
They do. Well, you're mad that they don't pick right because you don't believe in democracy.
No, they pick the wrong song.
I don't think anything is wrong, but the crowd has surprised me on a few occasions.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess that's fair. So they're all good choices we could give them.
Yes, yeah. I make sure when I put out the poll that like we're going to be happy with any of the 4. But I mean, every once in a while, there is a clear winner, and they didn't choose Jump for synth.
Yeah,
which
that was so crazy to me. I'm still baffled.
Either way, though, I think we got Take On Me out of it, which, you know, hey.
I love, yeah.
Take On Me. So, you know, it's great. Either way, so, let's do 9 tracks.
Hell yeah.
Moving forward. An occasional bonus for the crowd pick when
there's 3 songs each, 3 squared, 9.
9. Okay, perfect. Well, hey, just a recap. Be sure to tune in on January 16th. January 16th is Chris Liepe from My Musical Voices joining us for that Chris Cornell deep dive. Be sure to head over to Spotify and search The Cut Music Radio. Go ahead and follow now. You can hear us. You're going to get some behind the scenes stuff. And normally we would just put a trailer together for something like this. But what's a better trailer than hearing us workshop this when we post episodes for people to listen to and give us feedback on before we decide fully on a format and tighten up like what everything's going to be before we actually announce the release.
Ooh.
Next week we have our Spotify Wrapped, I believe. That's our New Year's episode. So the Spotify Wrapped, you guys can take a listen to what we've been listening to all year. So that'll be coming next week as our New Year's episode. And I think that's it. But to support us for right now, head over to the merch shop where we have redesigned everything. And I got to say, this new logo, our old logo was okay, but we've gotten away from the whole avatar faces and stuff like that. We are working on some other stuff to replace it, but that'll be an announcement for another time. But the website and all that merch, including Metal Health is Mental Health, where all proceeds go to help those that are struggling with mental health and supporting your metal community, as well as just the mental health community. All of that is available at thecutmusic.com. You can reach out to us on all socials at thecutmusic1. And we have been your hosts, Mike and
the Moosh
and Brad.
Wait, that one sounded perfect.
You know, we're getting better and better. It I said we try Christmas baritone miracle next week.
Baritone?
Yeah. Let's go.
Perfect. All right. Hey, happy holidays to all of you guys. And we will see you for our New Year's Spotify wrap-up episode next week. Peace.
Bye.